What's the practice plan for Devontae this week?
Devontae will be, he won't go through the practice structure today. He'll be part of the rehab group. You know, we all obviously have a light practice coming back from a Monday night game.
And Mike, where do you think Janis is at in terms of his comfort in the offense and maybe, you know, winning over the quarterback's trust? I know that's a process. I know he got barked at a little bit on that penalty from the quarterback. I'm just wondering, where is he on kind of the spectrum of being where you want him to be?
Jeff Janis is doing a heck of a job. He's definitely making the leap that you're looking for in the second year. He's done a very good job on special teams. You know, I thought he had some moments in the preseason that he was able to learn from. I thought he's played big there. And, you know, there's a number of things that are just new to him, you know, whether it's, you know, the punt rush. You know, he's done a very good job there. You know, he's done a good job as a gunner. So, and as a receiver, I mean, he's, you know, he goes right in and, you know, wouldn't change anything when he's in there. So he's definitely, you know, part of the flow of our offense.
I know Randall's got a lot of red zone touchdowns behind what happened on Monday. What do you like about him in a league where it seems like those guys were 6'3", 6'4"? What does Randall do so well down there?
Randall's just a heck of a football player. It's you know, it's important for us to continue to find ways to get him the football, regardless of where we are on the field. He's just a complete, technically a four-down player.
Several times Monday, Aaron did the inside handoff to James. Looked a lot like perhaps a read option. Is that a true option, and do you expect Aaron to ever keep it on a play like that?
That's a scheme question. I don't want to answer scheme questions. He makes too much money to run the option. So.
Mike, is there ever a down and distance potentially where you would think of taking a 5-yard delay penalty rather than taking a timeout, just in order to preserve a timeout for later in a game?
Absolutely. Absolutely. Yeah.
And Mike, what was going on the punt on Monday night where you ran and called timeout? What did you see that was it?
It was a formation issue that we were having. Okay. So
the reason I ask is, and again, this could be way off base, but if your offense has just come off the field and you're still the play caller, do you still catch that, or are you maybe in a discussion about what happened?
Good question. I don't know. It's a good question. But, you know, because there's times that you're involved in conversations at the end of the series that you may miss something that quick.
Mike, Aaron's always been an accurate quarterback, but his accuracy numbers seem to be even higher this year. Can you pinpoint what's going on, why that's working so well, why that number is up this year?
I just think Aaron Rodgers is really into the groove. And, you know, I talked about it a little bit after the game. You know, really our football team, you know, coming out of the, you know, the off-season program. To me, the off-season program is you're preparing your team for the training camp. We felt really good coming out of the off-season. Training camp started cleaner, more productive in all three phases. Maybe special teams was a little bit behind. We've worked that area more than we have over the years. But, you know, so they've really been in sync. I think it's more of the whole offense and Aaron and being in sync with the receivers. And, you know, he's making great decisions, and, you know, he's always been a high ball accuracy player, so that's nothing new.
What are some of the biggest differences you see watching the Niners defense on tape this year with all the departures they've had?
Well, I think you really answered it. I mean, it's really two things. I mean, they've had a lot of personnel change since the last time we played them 2 years ago, and it's a different coordinator, so it's a different scheme. There is some carryover, but, you know, personnel and scheme would be the two biggest differences.
What's your impressions of Tom Sula? Another, you know, impressions and thoughts of a guy, another guy with Pittsburgh roots going into coaching against him?
Jim is a heck of a football coach. You know, he's from a couple neighborhoods over. He was, you know, he was my brother's age. You know, they were in the same class, different schools though. But, you know, I'm very proud of what he's accomplished so far. He's, you know, he's come up through the ranks and has always done a great job. So he always brings a blue-collar approach, and I think you see that in his team.
So, Mike, we were sitting at the coach's breakfast in Phoenix this year, and I can't remember if it was a Pittsburgh guy or a 49ers writer that asked you, but you were talking about all the parallel tracks of him and, like, your brother. And how close are you with Jim, or how well do you know him? Did you more know of him or?
Yeah, you know, I knew Jim. I mean, he's like I said I'll say he's a good 4 years younger than I was. So, I remember when he's coming up through grade school and I was in high school because I went to high school over in the area that he was from. So, he went on to college. was a good player. I remember he had some injuries and so forth. Got into the coaching profession and just he's always grinding away. So, had an excellent experience over there in the World League and. So he's done a great job. He deserves, he's obviously worked his way up to this position.
Is that word grinding that you use there, is that, if there was a hallmark of Pittsburgh guys that get into coaching, is that the thing that you guys work your ass
on? That's really not for me to answer. I mean, I think everybody, it's a mentality and there's a lot of pride. Everybody, when you're from Pittsburgh, you ask someone where they're from, they tell you their neighborhood. It's kind of a given. It's just that's just where you grew up, and I didn't really realize it personally till I went off to college. I assumed that's how it was everywhere, but Western PA, there's a big presence of Western Pennsylvania in the National Football League. Players, coaches, personnel, people. So, and we all take pride in that.
Mike, how do you think Colin Kaepernick was developed since you first saw him a couple of years ago?
Colin Kaepernick, he's a dynamic player. It's obviously we've had some issues with him in the past, and they've gone back to more of their read option, and so scheme wise, it's definitely a stress stresses you. He could make all the throws. He's a big athletic guy, so he's a different type of quarterback to prepare for.
Mike, do you feel with how you're defending the run, especially now, some different pieces in place for this defense, maybe you're better equipped to defend him this time around?
Well, I think the reality is I think both teams are a lot different than the last time we played them. So we have a good plan, and, we got to get ready on a short week and travel out there on Friday and so forth. Those are things really we're focused on.
Mike, on the hit where Corliss got hurt, and I know it's tough to tell intent on the part of the defender, but the new rules about taking shots up high, you think that's kind of what you're starting to see from defensive backs, those types of hits?
Well, it's within the rules. Everybody's playing the rules. I think Clinton Dix is playing. He's playing within the rules. Trying to get away from the helmet to helmets, and that's what everybody's coaching. I think you're seeing the progress that's being made to eliminate those type of hits. So, especially with the matchups based on size and so forth. Unfortunately, that's what people have to do to get guys on the ground.
You would talk a bunch about starting fast, and obviously you accomplished that. Is there anything you can do to get that done besides just talk about it? Is that it? Is it just a matter of just talking?
Well, really, a win at San Francisco, I would say we complete the fast start. It's the first quarter of the season is the focus. So getting a 4-0 would get that. Yeah, I don't think, I'm a really good speaker in the team meetings, but I don't think that makes that, that's not realistic. I think coaching is you get what you emphasize. So I think it's a conscious effort of everybody that, we need to come out of the gates faster this year. And we did that. And I think that really started back in the offseason, like I stated earlier. We got more work done in the offseason. We were really prepared for training camp. Our training camp started off, really strong, and we had to finish it in a different light. But I think all that builds to a start, to a fast start.
Even if it's not, you use that phrase all the time, you get what you emphasize. And with you, it usually ends up with results, whether it's better tackling or fewer penalties. Throughout your tenure, you've done that. But fast start, there's not like a – there's not fundamentals that you can work on. You think it goes to that change that you made with teaching to the highest guys in the room instead of the lowest guys? You think that was it?
It may play a part of it, but, let's be honest. Every season started differently. Where did we start the seasons? Look at the teams you played. Now we've beaten three good teams. Going to Chicago, I don't care, what anybody says. Going down there week one and playing a new staff and so forth, that's a challenging football game. So, there's just so many factors in to how you win games. I think the biggest thing is you got to find ways to win early because, let's be real, you know, we won a game out here Monday night and did a lot of good things, but we got a lot of things to work on. I mean, our penalties are too high, and, you know, we've made some mistakes and, you know, out of timeouts in the second half. And that's you know, you can't play football like that. So those are things we need to build on.
Two more plays. Mike, do you get the sense the injury to Corliss is serious enough to necessitate making a move there to find a third tight end?
Well, I mean, you know, we're pretty, you know, multiple in our personnel groups. I mean, that's something that we go into each and every week. So that'll be. I don't really want to get into specifics on that, but yeah, that's the diversity of our offense, and really, it's the beauty that Aaron Rodgers gives us. You know, we can always be creative, and our assistant coaches are very aggressive in the game, playing part of it. And you know, Edgar and Tom are doing a great job each week.
What about defensively? Where's the biggest room for improvement on that side?
Well, defensively. Well, I tell you, we had, you know, a little bit of what we had last year. You know, you get to a point in the game where you got a sizable lead, and you know, the production of the opposing offense, you know, has their most production in the fourth quarter. So, you know, as a football team, you know, we've discussed it in the offseason, and we need to, you know, do a better job there. But just really finishing games. You know, we get the lead in the game. We got to finish better in the fourth quarter with the lead.
Hey Mike, do you go into the week thinking you're most likely going to have Morgan, or are you kind of going into this week thinking?
I'd have a better sense of that tomorrow. I mean, because today, I mean, you know, today's practices. I mean, we got a lot of walkthrough, and you know, we're doing a 2-minute 7-on-7 drill. No huddle 7-on-7. You know, all our special teams is at teaching speed. So I mean, it's, you know, we've had two really physical football games in a row on coming off night games, so we got to be smart. Plus, we're traveling on Friday.
Mike, is your offense where
you want it to be heading into San Francisco? Obviously, losing Jordy early in the season, you probably were thinking, you know, where we're going to be. Is it where you want to be right now?
Definitely. I like where we are offensively. You know, we want to have a good, healthy run-pass mix, and our ability to stay in clean plays has been very, very high. So that's, you know, it's a credit to our coaches and players. So, you know, but I think we're doing a really good job of, you know, navigating the injury front just because it's, you know, we have different guys that have played in all 3 weeks. So, but, yeah, as far as, you know, what we're putting into it during the week and what we were able to get out of it the first three games, I think we're off to a very good start.